passed away, and I pray the rest in a better place. I think of memories of years gone by, and sometimes Christmas makes me cry. Sometimes I wonder why it's them instead of me that for my freedom they live their lives. And sometimes Christmas makes me cry. Tears of thankfulness, tears of hope,
tears of love.
Spend this time alone.
never will. The memories we share, the songs we always sing, the mystery of life, the hopefulness this season brings. And I have a dream or two, and maybe they will come true.
Setting our hopes on a big snow tonight, we'll wake up to a world of white,
and it's gonna be a Christmas to remember.
Got it.
Hot, hot.
Reaching out a tiny hand.
A king is born this day.
much too young, unprepared for what's to come. A baby changes everything. Not a ring on her hand, all her dreams, and all changes everything. A baby changes everything. And she loves. She's never touched. How will she keep his trust? A baby changes everything. Everything. And she cries. Ooh, she cries. Ooh, oh, oh. She to leave, go far away. Heaven knows that she can't stay. A baby changes everything. She can feel he's coming soon. There's no place and there's no room. A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. And she cries. And she cries. Oh, she cries. Yes, she cries.
But now I'm found.
A baby changes everything.
Yeah.
A baby changes everything.
The first Christmas was December 25th, 2009. Would you really believe Mary's story? Or in the back of your mind, would you not think that this is just one more teenager with something to cover up? You see, over 2,000 years ago, a baby was born. But this was not just your ordinary baby. This baby would be the Messiah that would become the Deliverer.
Joseph took his wife and child, and they went to Africa to escape the rage of a deadly king. There along the banks of the Nile, Jesus listened to the song that the captive children used to sing. They were singing, thirsty land, water from the canyon heights pours itself out of Lake Sangra's broken heart. But there in the Sahara winds, Jesus heard the whole world cry for the healing that would flow from his own scars.
more than 15, is dreaming of wedding gowns and celebration. Her fiancé, Joseph, will be asking for her hand in marriage soon. And then, in the night, an angel came and brought news to Mary that would change everything. Do not be afraid, Mary, for the Lord has found favor in you. You will be with child and will give birth to a son. You will name him Jesus, and he will be called the Son of God.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered, oh, will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to the blind? Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Boy is Lord of all creation. Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great
had a choice. She could either respond in anger or confusion, or she could respond in obedience. To Mary, obedience to God was more important than any of the questions she had flooding her mind. She said, "Yes, I see it all now. I'm the Lord's servant, and I am ready to serve. Let it be with me just as you say."
Yeah.
Joseph must have been frustrated to learn that his pregnant fiance was going to have to travel a long journey, and then to arrive in Bethlehem only to find every room full. A barn was certainly not the place this young couple wanted to bring their son into the world. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Save the fallen soul of man. Beneath his father's heaven, hope was born one silent night. Beneath
his father's
heaven,
but poor and sinful ones gladly heard him and believed. The word of God made flesh, full of truth and of grace. The glory of the Father shining bright upon his face.
Like all the others. The shepherds were going about business as usual, working through their nightly routine, when suddenly angels appeared in the sky and routine became meaningless. Fear was their natural response. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for the whole world. Tonight, a Savior has been born in Bethlehem. This is what you're to look for. A baby wrapped in a blanket, lying in a manger." They left running and found Mary and Joseph and a baby lying in a manger.
Saw a star in the sky and decided to try and figure out what was going on. They had read the prophecy of Micah and wanted to worship the one who had been promised. They entered the house and saw the child in the arms of Mary, his mother. Overcome, they kneeled and worshiped him and presented gifts.
Presence.
So I ask again, if 2009 was the very first Christmas, would you believe the story? What we do know now is that this one event changed everything. The calendar reoriented itself around this one specific world-changing day. The birth of Jesus was not just an event isolated to a few worried teenagers, but it is an event that changes lives today through the living Savior Jesus Christ.
What a great song. That baby is able to change everything because that baby was God in the flesh. God who is full of grace and truth coming to abide on this earth. Giving you and every person in the world an opportunity to have a direct relationship with God. Isn't it amazing that a world will embrace a baby around the concept of what a secular Christmas is built? But the same world has a real struggle embracing a spiritual Christmas around a baby who was God in the flesh, who came to die for the sins of the world. Today I want to ask you, have you ever embraced that one who was born as a baby, God in the flesh, who grew to be a man, who died on the cross for the sins of the world, including your sins? I hope today that if you have never embraced Him, that today you will run to Him. Today you will receive Him. Today you will open your heart and you'll give Christ your life. There's only one thing you have to give to God, and that's your life. And the greatest thing God had to give you was His Son and His life. And when you're willing to embrace Him, receive Him, then you have new life. And you begin to experience what that song proclaims, how a baby can change everything, even your life. The way you live, the way you think, the way you act, the choices you make. I pray today that you will let the Lord Jesus Christ change you. Would you bow with me today, all across the room today? As your head is bowed, can I ask you, have you ever let Christ come into your life? Have you ever let that Lord Jesus Christ change everything? These behind me in the choir and to the side in the orchestra, they're praying for you today that you will receive the Lord Jesus into your life. Would you like to do that today? I'm not going to ask you to come. I'm not going to ask you to give me your name. But I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer with me. And you ask Christ to come in your life. You pray this prayer in your heart. You mean it from the depths of your heart today. Say words like this. Say, "Dear Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. Every day I choose to do wrong things. I thank you that Jesus came to take away my sins. And I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life today and to take away all of my sins. I open my heart to you. And I ask you, Jesus, come into my life. Change everything in me. By faith, I receive you into my life right now. My friend, if you prayed those words with me today, listen carefully what God's word says. Therefore, if any person be in Christ, he or she is a new creature, a new person. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You know why? Because Jesus changes everything. Would you share with someone today that you have received Christ in your life? Would you come again soon to our church and share that with us? Come to one of our choir members today and tell them that you received Christ today. Come to me and tell me. Tell someone. Lord, I thank you for the message. I thank you for the music. I thank you for the fun. I thank you for the drama. I thank you for the power in the simple message of what Christ has done for us. That's the gospel. And I pray as we move into these closing moments that, Lord, we will celebrate the power of the gospel where Jesus can change everything. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.
I want you to join with me in thanking this wonderful orchestra and these wonderful choir people for a great job. Fun song. Just go ahead and stand. It's not going to take too long. We're going to dismiss you here. Thank you so much to all the staff, to all the tech team, all the people behind the scenes. I bless you for your great effort, and thank you for coming and making your holiday a part of our holiday, and we hope that you have been blessed. This whole thing is about a king who came in a manger 2,000 years ago, and we love this little song. We had fun with it. I don't know if we're proving that Baptists can dance or not, but we're going to try a little bit. A king is born. God bless you, everybody. You're dismissed. Have a wonderful day. Christmas to you. You're dismissed.